This is Dr. Benjamin Upper National School Nurse, Purvish Sue Bertel, and the Gibby Shiv was the guard. Home cancer screening, surgical microscale, and cell, nursing, and so on and so on. Date of birth is 9/26/1947. And then so and colonoscopy, heart stent, all the patient instruments, all the procedures, some class patient, Pakistan, but patient, patient, later, we can see people who carry past the first time, you should pause the balance in exam patient, duodenum, peer, duodenite, square entropy, last year, rural series, as the new workers, square entropy, and our partial, and the moderate erosive gastrobacid, and the lower body stomach has submucous, not in order, bacid, it is like regular, which is as well, which is more so, which is more so, and honey, which is more so, which is patient has a great serious surgery of certain pressure in the top kitchen turn on KYJ leader for a cease for the sigma is having cones by fracture and cone has a fracture with the sigma. Patient has a fair prep coming out. I saw a very large productive polyp about 1.5 to 2 centimeter size polyp noted with a large pedicle. This polyp was removed completely with the heart stent successfully in the postpartum bleeding. The stalk was also removed separately. To send over to see if there's any invasion of the tumor happening in the stalk or not. The stalk will remove the heart stent polyp effect. Also, this area was also tattooed with a black ink with yang, a few folds above, few folds below it for the marking for the future reference. And since this was a large stalk, even though there was no bleeding happening, so I placed a hemoclip for good hemostasis. For any prophylactic in the future bleeding. It's good by rectum revision and hemorrhoid bleeding for cinema for sure in the confinement. Number one, great serosive subgeratus. Number two, modus hyalurnia. Number three, a lower body stomach, something called an ordeal bass we're taking. Number four, moderate erosive gastritis bass we're taking. Number five, duodenitis bass we're taking. Number six, landscape cecum. Number seven, a fair prep. Number eight, a very large potential polyp of 1.5 to 2 centimeter diameter with a long elongated pedicle was noted at 25 centimeters from anus, which is probably about removed the heart stent for no post-polyp effective bleeding. The remain polypectomy, the stalk was also cut out separately with the heart stent in a separate jar. It was also tattooed, few folds fall above and below it for the future reference. And also since it created a non-bleeding area, but it still was a big stalk, so I placed a hemoclip as a prophylactic in the future bleeding. And number 10 was hemorrhoids recommendation. Away from the stomatocytes, highly required to be third. Number 2, away from the mucosal nodule biopsy, the lower body of the stomach biopsy. For the nodule, if it is biopsy, comes negative, recommend upper and ascope ultrasound for further evaluation. That patient could be going to Dr. VARADARAJULU for upper US evaluation and away from the polypathology. If the polypathology comes benign, and no high grade dysplasia in the polyp and nothing in the stalk, then repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. If the polyps comes out to be high grade dysplasia and no vascular invasion, then repeat the colonoscopy in 6 months and no invasion in the stalk, then repeat the colonoscopy in 6 months. If the polyps have the high dysplasia, invasion in the stalk, then the patient is going to go for surgery for segmental resection, and so the tattoo was going to be easier to find out this part of the area. Patient is to start on carafate 1 gram TID and proton 40 milligram twice daily. Depending on the endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the mucosal submucosal nodule in the lower body stomach, we'll take it from there. If that comes out of benign, then repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months as a follow-up with the erosive esophagitis. Lots of medication follow-up treatment and shipping stomach ulcer primary care provider, Dr. Gerson Doriel, and coming to the bottom study, because she was July 28th, July 23rd, patient's office.